Hey, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name's Nate. The name of the show right now is called Fast and Loose. It goes for an hour. Stick around. If I told him, he would like it. Would he like it if I told him? Would he like it? Would Napoleon like it? If Napoleon, if I told him, would he like it if I told him, if I told him, if Napoleon? Would he like it if Napoleon, if I told him? If I told him, if Napoleon, if I told him, if I told him, he would like it if I told him. Now. Not now. And now. Now. Exactly as kings, feeling full for it, exactitude as kings, so to beseech you as full as for it, exactly as kings, shutters shut, as open so to queens, shutters shut and shutters shut and shutters shut and so and shutters and so shutters shut and so shutters shut and shutters and so shutters shut and also and so and also. Exact remembrance to exact remembrance, the exact resemblance as exact resemblance, exactly as resembling, exactly in resemblance, exactly and resemblance. For this is so, because. Now actively repeat it all. Have, hold, and hear, actively repeat it all. I judge, as a resemblance to him, who comes first, Napoleon the First. Who comes to, coming to, who goes there, as they go they, share. Who shares all as yet or as yet. Now to date, now and date and the date. Who came first, Napoleon the first? Who came first, Napoleon first? Presently, exactly, do as they do. First, exactly. Exactly, do they do. First, exactly, and first, exactly, exactly, do they do, and first, exactly, and do they do, and first, exactly, and do they do, the first, exactly, and do they do, the first, exactly, at first, exactly, first, as exactly, as first, as exactly, presently, as presently, he, and he, and he, and he, and as he, and he. He is, and as he is, and as he is, and he is. He is, and as he, and he, and as he is, and he, and he, and as he, and he. Can curls quote, quotable? As presently, as exactitude, as trains, has trains, as trains, presently, proportions, as proportions are presently, farther and weather. Was there, what was there, there was, what was there, there was, there was, there. Whether and in there, as even say so. 1. I land. 2. I land. 3. The land. 3. The land. 3. The land. 2. I land. 2. I land. 1. I land. 2. I land. And so. The cannot. A note. They cannot. Afloat. They cannot. They dote. They cannot. They as denote. Miracles play. Play fairly. Play fairly well. A well. As well. As or as presently. Let me recite what history teaches. History teaches. That was, if I told him, a completed portrait of Picasso by Gertrude Stein, the poem I was looking for yesterday. And if you are still listening, thank you for continuing to do so. It's snowing on Tuesday.
Sir.
Okay, yes. We played some songs, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM to Freeform Radio. The name of the show is Fast and Loose. My name's Nate. And if we've met, that's great. I feel like I've now met most people in Medford. And so if you're here, and you've lived here, and we haven't met each other, I have a green coat. I only wear tan pants now. I don't know why. I switched between the type of tan pants, but it's like, are they cacs? Are they corduroys? I got another pair of corduroys. For those of you who knew me in college when I had a pair of corduroy pants, that was like, you know, that was where my power was really coming from. And then when those really truly wore out, just like deteriorated. Now we're back. This is the first pair of corduroy pants I've had since that time. However many years, 15, 30. And I feel like I really am back. And we had a snowstorm this morning. No other way to put it. And I walked here from my place of business, the 1 mile to the studio, in just blowing snowstorm. And it really just meant I'm soaking wet because it's 40 degrees outside. So it's snowing and that snow gets on you and then you just become soaking wet. I'm sitting in these corduroys. Not even a problem. Not even a question. I don't know, maybe like something about the kinetics of how they're like sort of like the ribbing and stuff on the actual pants prevents them from actually getting wet. Because I got plastered, really, with like snow and it was raining also, all that kind of stuff. And I'm talking to you right now, these pants are dry. Okay. So just don't even do that. And in honor of the winter still being here, I played Dark Days by Pup, which I don't think I had played on the radio all winter long. So that's like a real, hey, we did it. We came back. Falling in Love Again by Joyce Manor and Delta Spirit's Yamaha, which really felt like you're just kind of singing to yourself over a chord progression while looking out the window. That's what we're doing today, for sure. It's a Tuesday that really feels that way. I opened the show with what is the name of this? I'm flipping around. With If I Told Him, A Completed Portrait of Picasso, which I read for the first time in my friend's self-published magazine, which is like the coolest phrase that I have to offer you, the listener. Volume 2, Issue 1 of the Alphabet Quasi-Monthly. More poems, Aaron. Do that. And also in this first edition, the editor, Aaron, she puts what she wants in her actual obituary, which is from the first two sentences of Beauty and Truth, A Study of Hegel's Aesthetics. And it's this, I think it's this phrase, which is awesome. Nobody really knows for sure what Hegel wanted to do, let alone whether he actually managed to do it or not. But whatever it was, if the results are anything to go by, it was not easy. His work is abstract. I love that also. And it's like, hey, nobody was really sure what he was trying to do, but it was definitely, he definitely put work into it. That's for sure. That something definitely was happening here. I just can't put my finger on it, which I would say post leaving the engineering profession and maybe even with the engineering profession, I would say really adequately describes, like, I'm putting a lot of effort into something that's hard to describe. And that's okay, because I think in a world where, like, everything sort of demands a packet of your attention and those packets are monetized, the only way to counter that is to really just make something that doesn't make any sense and just have it be the thing that you do, and the people who understand it will understand it. And the machines won't, and that's kind of the end. That's the end of that. That's the big one, is that you got to make stuff that the machines can't understand. And a machine can perform exegesis for sure on different types of, like, grammatical combinations like poetry. However, a machine can't understand the aesthetics of what you're trying to do and sort of the whole picture together. Also, I am reading a book by John Williams about a man who leaves his family farm in Missouri and goes to the University of Columbia to become to study English. Well, study agriculture, switches to English, and then, like, studies English. And it's kind of his, like, life is sort of this professor, and it's not really triumphant and like a, hey, I did it, but it's more of like a, this is a life. This guy's living a life, and he's trying to, like, manage the constraints that his life does. It's perfectly written. John Williams is a great writer. Unfortunately named because, you know, the other John Williams. But, yeah, I recommend that. And then I might read Lonesome Dove because I do have two children, you know, and they're older. And it's just time. It's time to read Lonesome Dove and to stare off into the distance. It's becoming spring, too, right? Like, it's the planting season. So I'm, like, out here, you know. I just need to look around off yonder. And I think that's really going to help me out. It is a weird day, but if you're here with me now, we're going to have a great time, and we're going to change our lot. That's what we're going to do. So, hey, keep listening.
the waitress put the chairs up. Let the glasses that she broke form a picture of our leader with a halo made of smoke. Let the golden oldies station crackle and come through with a final benediction. We say goodnight. Let her talk about the ball game and the weather show we care, like a sound we didn't notice until it stopped and left us there with the traffic and our heartbeats beating in straight time. Let our hatred and affection march in the same line before we say goodnight. Oh, protect our secret handshake once more with feeling. Let the toast to absent members push through the ceiling before we say goodnight.
So
it ever worth it? Was there all that much to gain? Well, we knew we'd miss the boat, and we'd already missed the plane. We didn't read the invite, we just danced it our own wake. All our favorites were a plane, so we could shake, 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 shake. Tiny curtains open, and we heard the tiny clap of little hands. A tiny man would tell a little joke and get a tiny laugh from all them folks sitting, drifting around on bubbles then, thinking it was us that carried them. When we finally got it figured out that we had truly missed the boat.
Oh, hey, what's up? You're listening to WMFL Medford, WMFL Radio. My name's Nate. There's one of those things in the studio, too, that's like a light donut. And I don't know if people are making stuff with that, but this is actually, I don't know, the background here in the studio with all of the stuff on the walls. If you've ever been in the studio, everyone has written a bunch of crazy, and art. There's art. It's art. It's all art. Don't come after me, art police, okay? It's all art. It's all art on the walls, and there's pictures, and there's albums, and there's poems and comics and whatever else. It'd be a fun place to, but also the best view is when you're sitting in, so like if you were filming the, like where I am sitting, it wouldn't really be a great view. It'd be a typical view of like, okay, there's records and stuff in here, but like the best view is the view from sitting in the, you know, mic one spot. All right. Okay, Share With Me the Sun by Portugal the Man. Because obviously, also, it's sunning out. It's sunny outside, and I'm going to say that they did that. And Psalm for the Elks Lodge Last Call by the Weaker Thans. Album is Reconstruction Site. Okay, to you, the listener, watch out, but definitely listen to that album. The Weaker Thans, to those of whom uninitiated, not Eli, texted earlier, big fan. I maybe even heard about these guys from you. Canadian band, essentially, really, and really sort of morose in their action, but also like the guy's voice. I love the lead singer of the Weaker Than's voice, and his songwriting is unmatched. Unmatched. And there is a certain feeling that you get with the headphones on, trudging around, that it's like this, you nailed it. And that Psalm for the Elks Lodge Last Call is such a good, like, my part of the Elks Lodge? No way. But I get it. I get, like, that feeling of trying to hang on to something. Oh, yeah. Okay. And then Modest Mouse. We Were Dead Before the Ship Even Sank is the release, Bex. It was 2007 is when that song came out. Wonderful, wonderful song that, of course, they would never play in concert because that would mean playing songs that people have heard of or like. And Modest Mouse and Isaac, just not into that. To those of you whom thought that maybe it was going to be a great baseball year, I hear tell that the Red Sox are bad. I don't think that's going to change the fact that people are going to go to the games. But hey, they're bad. And I think the Bruins have dropped four straight. So this has been Boston Sports Update. I'll tell you about Pittsburgh Sports Update. The Pirates, I don't even care. Like, I don't care. If someone 3 years from now was like, no, they don't have a team anymore, I'd be like, well, all right. I feel nothing. I feel nothing for the Pirates. Paul Skeens, whatever, you can find something to do. That other guy, that minor leaguer who's just apparently amazing at hitting home runs. I hope you guys find great teams, and I hope you find great ownership groups. The Pens, though, oh, yeah. This is a fun Penguins team. that as and you know, to the listeners, this is just me. This is for me. This segment is specifically for me. The Penguins are having a great year on the tail end of some Crosby and Malkin kind of like late career resurgence, point per game players again this year. And just awesome. And every once in a while you're watching a game and they're like, we're just going to score a touchdown real quick. This is going to be, it's good. The second period, we're just going to score a touchdown. And it's going to be like Mantha and Zhinnikov and Wotherspoon and Soderborg. It's great. It's great. And then obviously like Crosby and Rust and Malkin and others. Letang's on the team too. He's having an okay year. And then Carlson, Erik Karlsson's having a great year. You guys, I don't even tell you that. I don't even have to inform the listener if you're still there. If you can still qualify yourself as the listener to be still here. Anyway. Stereo Lab is in the background. I think I'm going to keep playing music. And then I'm going to come back. And then we'll talk about the thing that we're going to talk about.
Can I call you Rose?
I'm getting older. I'm getting older. Time is so sad.
Hey, what's up? We're back. I got to cut in here and just I got to tell you two things. First off, I don't know if it's like a psychological operation, this courtside on WMFO with Gavin and Marcus, how like last week I noticed them in the PSA and it's like, oh no, it's called courtside, not inside the NBA. It's called courtside with Gavin and Marcus. Now there's just a note, a folded sheet of paper, haphazardly folded, not completely bisected evenly. And it just says, courtside on WMFO with Gavin and Marcus. I don't know. I don't know if I'm being manipulated here, but that's the second time I've promoted that show. And hey, I'm for it. Gavin and Marcus, keep up the hard work. Second thing, I went to the bathroom during that set. And the WMFO bathroom, awesome. No complaints. I love it in there because it's like, it's a clean version of a venue bathroom. So it's got all the stuff on the walls and the writing and the stickers and whatever, but it's not gross. It gets cleaned all the time. So it's like, this is nice. It's actually like really, and it's really warm in there. It's great. The thing I hate and I always get nervous by is that when there's a lid, there's like a completely, there's a lid that completely covers the top of the thing. It's like a house bathroom, a house toilet. The toilet lid completely can close. So sometimes I go in there, and I think it's because it gets cleaned at night, and then this is, you know, one of the first shows, or maybe I'm the first person that goes and uses that bathroom in the morning, and the lid is closed. And in my mind, I'm like, there's going to be a human hand in there. I'm going to lift this lid up to use this toilet, and there's going to be a human hand in there. Not the case, because it's a clean bathroom. It's borderline spotless, really. And everything's great. And it's a lot of stuff to look at and a lot of sort of observations and predictions, as you would imagine a bathroom in a radio station would be, a clean bathroom. But yeah, I think in general, having like, you know, normally in public, it's just the seat, but you can still see inside the toilet. In this case, if it's, you can completely cover it. I don't know what the purpose of that is. I don't know if that's a thing that happens in other countries, but anyway, I got a PSA for you. If it's broke, why not try fixing it? In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixIt.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it or to save both time and money. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save time and money. That comma is misplaced. Search the internet for instructions, M-dash, and remember, if you are going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. A public service message from WMFO and Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And I'm going to tell you this, You're listening to a person who fixed his oven this week. My gas oven, which was manufactured in 1984 and has been great, and is very simple, it stopped working. It stopped, like, it would turn on, like, there was electricity going to it, but it wasn't igniting or heating up or anything like that. It occurred to me maybe I could fix it, and it didn't occur to me. My friend Mike, who I, when I say his name, he's like a first name, last name, like you just, he's the greatest. I was texting him. He's like the most handy person in the world. He's super helpful. He's awesome. I don't start a project without consulting Mike. He texted, he was like, how come you don't try to fix it? And I thought in my mind, well, it's a gas oven. I don't want to blow myself up. You know, it's one thing to be like, hey, I'm going to like fix the cracks in my stairs or like do some plumbing, some light plumbing. But when it comes to gas oven from 1984, maybe that's a pass for me. But it turns out it's the ignition is the thing that most commonly goes out on those things. You can find one. I found one for $34. It's this like ignition thing that you just literally just take it out and you replace it like you're replacing a light switch. There's just a positive and negative, and you attach it back in there. And really, other than just the awkwardness of like having to sort of reach into your oven and hold your hands above your shoulders for a long time. My oven is on the wall, too. That's the other thing, is that replacing this oven is not like I can't just like replace it in kind. It's from 1984 and it's a double walled but very small oven that is in my wall, like double door in the wall. Great oven. It's also from a company that doesn't exist anymore, Modern Made, which I don't know how we feel about that name, but yeah, the Modern Made oven, acquired by Whirlpool. And then that Whirlpool, thank you to the parts forums of Whirlpool. And then also too, thank you to just, oh my gosh, the Fix It forums. I don't know if it's ifixit.com or wherever I found that, but like in the age of AI, the person I trust the most still is the guy in 2003 or girl or they, that person, or just a person who posts in 2004 of like, here's a similar issue, here's how I fixed it, that's the end of it. I just trust that that person wasn't completely trolling or lying, and that to like post on an ill-used forum or a lightly, moderately used forum, that's like, I only can tell the truth, because to do otherwise would be insane. Anyway, I wanted to brag about that, but I fixed that oven. And I shout out to Mike too, who like was over. We had a big Easter brunch. Shout out to Bex, who has been to that brunch in the past. Big Easter brunch, great turnout. Mike, a couple times, was like, you fixed this oven. And I was like, oh, yeah, because that's how you heat up the ham. That was like the first time. We have an air fryer, so it's like, all right, we can manage things. But that was the first time Molly and I were like, someone else is going to have to do the ham. And it's like, no, we can do it. We can fix this oven. We're going to do it. Okay. All right, well, a couple more songs. And then I will be saying goodbye to you. Great. Thank you. Okay. That's probably going to do it for me here on WMFO in Medford. My name has been Nate. My name for the show has been Fast and Loose. Those things won't change, but they're names. And that last one was Annie Lennox, No More I Love Yous, which is a song that's awesome. I also do want to shout out, I watched the movie Sentimental Value with Molly over the weekend, and the reviews are in. It's a great movie to watch with your significant other, especially too if you have two daughters. It's definitely like a two daughters movie, and then maybe even slightly more like a father-daughter movie too. So, you know, hey, but also just great, great movie. And I'm sure Jordan and I, who are going to finally go on a run tomorrow morning, have a lot to talk about movies-wise in the current landscape. Anyway, I think I told you. Yeah. Can I Call You Rose by The Sacred Souls, which is a band I learned about from Bex, a listener of the show now. And then T-She, Keep Running, which is a song I kind of like buried a little bit, but it's in there. Also, shout out to my wife, Molly, who has not only a running playlist, but a country running playlist, which I did not know existed. And I found while sort of cycling through some old songs this morning. And I was like, what is the country playlist? It's great. It's really good. There's like a lot of fun artists on there. Anyway. Okay, great. I'll leave you some Stereo Lab. TK is here with music you might otherwise miss. I will see you out there. And it really is. The coldest it's going to be is right now. And it's only better from here.